The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has reached an unlikely new field of battle, where there are no borders and no generals calling the shots.
There is no fact, fact-checking or a committee or something like that. There is no chief editor or anything like that.
Which is why Wikipedia, an online encyclopedia, is one of the world's most popular websites, with 16 million entries open for anyone to edit, rewrite, or even erase. The most popular of those pages, the Middle East.
There is an article, I think, practically about any village, a Palestinian village that was destroyed during the 1948 war, the Israeli independence war, and there are, I think, articles about any military operation that any side launched during the history of the conflict.
But both Israelis and Palestinians complain their side of the story is not properly covered.
Propaganda is putting a label on Israel and calling us an apartheid state. We fight that by bringing the actual facts, where Israel is the most progressive democracy in the Middle East, and for that matter, the only democracy in the Middle East.
And that's why Naftali's Yesha Council, that represents the Israeli settler movement, has been organizing workshops to teach people how to post, revise, and even rewrite some of the most disputed pages online. There's disagreement around terminology, such as the word occupation, the history of what happened in certain conflicts, even the names of certain cities and towns.
What we do is we monitor various media outlets. And when we see, for example, that a certain media outlet calls Israel an apartheid state, then we send our people to engage in discussion and to give the facts.
But the Palestinians have less people to send in, which is why the battlefield is not equal, according to Abd al-Nasser, who heads the Association of Palestinian Journalists. He says he wishes he had the kind of cash the Israelis have to train Palestinians to brush up on their knowledge of Wikipedia.
I think people should stick to the truth and not try to learn how to put their point of view in a Wikipedia article. I mean, if you have sources, just show them.
But these Wikipedia experts say it has nothing to do with training and everything to do with the truth.
I think people should stick to the truth and not try to learn how to put their point of view in a Wikipedian article. I mean, if you have sources, just bring them on.
But in this war, every bush of ammunition counts.
It's no secret that the revolutions sweeping the Arab world found their support online. Hundreds of thousands of people signed up on a Facebook page calling for a third Palestinian uprising or intifada. That page has since been closed down for inciting violence. But the fight online continues. Paula Slea, RT, Ramallah.